Vern called in, didn't stay on hold. Well, we'll address his question real quick because it was about our tree of the month. He has small holes in his carob tree and wanted in the trunk and wanted to know if that is normal.
Well, it is normal, and it almost is a characteristic of carob trees. You can hardly see a mature carob tree that isn't just perforated with these small little holes. What they are is they are woodpecker holes because the carob tree is so sweet. It's all of our sapsuckers, the Gila woodpecker and others, the curbill thrasher, they love to peck, and they tap in through the bark, get down to the cambium. It releases a little bit of sap. They drink the sap. It's just they're feeding. They're not really even looking for insects. But what they'll do is they'll sit in one spot on the tree, and they'll tap, 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 make a small hole. Then they'll move just a quarter inch to the side, tap, 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 make another hole, move another quarter inch to the side of that. And so you get these very geometric patterns of rows of these small. And if they've gone far enough that way, then they'll just move over another inch or two and start the process again. You'll have these long rows of these very uniform size, you know, BB size, maybe a little bit larger. Little round holes, and it's so characteristic of carobs. It, you know, other trees have the same problems as well, but carob trees is quite unique to them that there's so many of them, and they tend to do very little damage. The trees recover from that injury, but it can be a little disconcerting because there's can sometimes be 300 or 400 or 500 of these small holes all over the bark of the tree. And
that's a thirsty woodpecker.
Yeah. No, we should take a picture of one. And in fact, if that homeowner could take one and maybe send it in to Rosie on the house, we could post it on the website and you can see what this caller is referring to. It's quite interesting.
Okay. Well, we would love to do that. We're going to sneak one more call in and then get through a couple bullet points real quick. Bob wants to talk about a Chilean mesquite tree in Peoria. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, John. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a 3-year-old Chilean mesquite in the front of my house, and it's rapidly growing some new branch shoots towards the bottom, towards the base of this multi-trunk tree. And I usually cut them off because aesthetically it just looks better. These are very quickly growing. There's probably 30, 40 of them there. And am I doing the tree harm by trimming these off, or should I let a few grow out?
Well, the more you could allow to grow, they are contributing to the overall health of the tree, as opposed to citrus suckers, which are taking away nutrients and energy from the fruit-bearing branches. With a mesquite tree and other evergreen trees that have a lot of prolific growth from the base of the tree, it's just all contributing to the health of the tree. Is it worth leaving those in if it's aesthetically a little bit cluttered? Maybe not. You're probably right to say, you know, should I? If it's only a 3-year-old tree, if you want to encourage some additional architecture at the base of the tree, maybe you do want to keep one or two of those sprouts that's growing in a favorable direction, that's growing to fill a void on one side of the tree, and you could create a multi-trunk tree that has a few more stems. So I kind of like that option. Take out all the clutter and maybe leave one or two that are a little stronger growing and nicely located at the base of the tree. And in a few years' time, you'll have even more architecture in that low part of the tree.
You know, we're talking about fast-growing trees being more popular. That's one reason I don't like mesquites. When I've got to trim those things 2, 3, 4 times a year sometimes.
Yes.
I don't want to. I like the trees. I only have to go trim once a year or once every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that's right. That's a another good reason why we suggest the oak tree and the carob tree, because the slower growing trees just require less work. And they're also less litter producing, because when they're putting on wood more slowly, they're also dropping their litter a little more slowly. So good reasons why these slower-growing trees are desirable.
Now, we'll have all these talking points and to-dos up on our website, but one that I want to get to is the best method for fertilizing is by a soil drench. Talk us through that in about the last 2 minutes here.
Well, it's really the method of application of fertilizer that mimics our natural rainfall. it distributes the fertilizer by in a liquid form by just simply drenching the soil surface. And as Steve was mentioning about those feeder roots, all of our trees have small feeder roots like our capillaries in our circulatory system that are very, very small, and they're sitting just inches below the soil surface, far enough from the soil surface to be insulated from the intense, you know, summer heat, but close enough to be ready to absorb any water that's there. And they're distributed evenly around the entire tree all the way to the drip line. So if you can flood that, you know, flood by flood irrigation, distribute the fertilizer, it's you're getting that those nutrients most readily to the tree. Whereas if you do deep root fertilizing or using spikes or even granular, there's just a longer process to get that fertilizer to the plant. So we really are strong advocates of the soil drench method of applying fertilizer. It, like I said, it mimics rainfall and it just gets it right to the plant as quickly as you can.
More difficult on slopes and things like that. So you may have to put a temporary berm or poke some holes to allow it to get in there. But ideally, absolutely the best.
Yeah. A problem few of us have, but yes. It was a noteworthy point. Why a few extra steps if you're on a terrain? Savatree.com, SAVATREE.com. And help me say it, John. Scytherism?
Scytherism.
Scytherism.
Yes, the sound of wind rustling in the leaves.